The organizer of a paramilitary training facility in Paulette is once again facing an arrest warrant. Earlier this week, a judge ruled that Daniel Bonnier's property, Slate Ridge, remains non-compliant with court orders. That follows an inspection of the property last week. It's the latest development in a years-long saga involving confrontations with neighbors and ongoing legal battles. Michael Albans is a reporter for the Bennington Banner who's been following this story, and he joins us today. Hey, Michael.
Hi, good morning.
Can you start by telling us about this reordered arrest warrant for Daniel Bonnier?
So the township, through Merrill Bent, who is representing the town, filed a motion to reinstate an arrest warrant that was issued in July and that had expired. The appeals court gave jurisdiction back to the environmental judge, Thomas Durkin, to do as it needed to see that either this arrest warrant is forthcoming or that they can still continue the fines as they see and use their discretion. So the motion was then granted recently after this recent inspection on the 27th. And as it stands right now, he has not been arrested, but it is in full force. And they also added many different conditions, because if you recall, the first arrest warrant had an expiration date. It does not have one now until the property is in compliance. And it also directs specifically the Rutland County Sheriff and the Vermont State Police to enter the property and to report to the town in written form what the progress is if they have not arrested him. It also asks any law enforcement to make the arrest as well. So they've kind of stepped it up at this point.
I understand it also requires Daniel Bonnier to turn himself into the Department of Corrections by December 22nd. Was that in the original version?
That was not. They gave that as an option, but now it's giving a date and it's saying exactly where he needs to turn himself in, which would be the Marble Valley Regional Correctional Center in Rutland.
So what work needs to be done to bring Slate Ridge into compliance?
The biggest thing I noticed is there were two firing ranges still in existence. Now, some of the structures and the stands were all removed and it was grassed over. However, the berms, the earthen berms that surround those areas, imagine a 4 to 6 foot berm around the perimeter, are still there. And I believe that that was part of the order which needed to be removed and flattened to match the rest of the area. And that has not been done. And I imagine that would take a lot of effort to do.
Michael, you were one of a small group of people allowed at this inspection. What was that like? Can you describe the scene for us?
It was really interesting because I had no idea I was going to be allowed on. I had reached out to Mr. Kaplan to see if I could come, and I believe his answer was less than 0.1% chance of doing that. But I showed up at the gate. There were numerous members of the town, three people that were going to inspect. There was a couple of other news organizations, and we were just outside. It was a cold, damp morning. Mr. Bonnier walked down and there was some negotiation on a last minute motion because there were some people that were on the property that the township was a little nervous about. So they were asked to leave. And I watched both Merrill Bent, Robert Kaplan, and Mr. Bonnier looking at me and pointing. And all of a sudden, Merrill Bent came over and asked if I would like to join them as a witness, because Mr. Bonnier had numerous television and video and still cameras that were documenting this. I believe he's making some kind of documentary in the long run of what happens here. So they asked me to come on, and I immediately was confronted by Mr. Bonnier, who got in my face a little bit about our past coverage and what he took exception to. But I also said that part of his objections were that no one was ever telling his side of the story. And I said, we have reached out to him numerous times to get comment on stuff, and he never answered us. But eventually he started answering us, and then he turned around and kind of changed and said, okay, maybe we can talk later. And I took him up on that after the inspection.
Merrill Bent, the Paulette town attorney, and Robert Kaplan, Daniel Bonnier's attorney, both hinted at feelings of relief immediately following the inspection. Michael, do you think either side even wants to be taking part in this ongoing legal battle?
at least in the beginning, that I think that they didn't realize it was going to come this far. Mr. Banyi said to me that he's lost a lot here. He's lost his occupation. He was supposed to have this training facility that he felt really strongly about. And on Merrill's side, I've spoke to neighbors, and there's a lot of fear. People are, you know, putting in security devices in their houses, and they've lost that sense of quiet, rural Vermont security that we all cherish and love.
What is on your radar as you continue to cover the issues surrounding Slate Ridge?
I do think that he is at some point going to be arrested or turn himself in. I think that we're looking for that in the next couple of weeks. And I think that if Mr. Banyi wants to indeed turn this into his organic farm and live his life and be able to shoot some guns once in a while, that would be fine. However, I don't think it's ever going to be the kind of facility that he envisioned. And I think he knows that. And as far as the town goes and neighbors, I think they just want to get back to a place where they're not hearing explosions and gunfire all weekend and get back to normal and save some face, honestly, with this has been a long road for them, too. I can't even imagine all the motions and all the legal maneuvers that's been happening on both sides. This is a small town you're talking about. And they never had the resources to do this kind of thing, especially to the point where it's gotten to now. So I think all sides might be okay with this going away at some point. And that's why I think once he's in custody, he realizes that he's got really no more options save for a U.S. Supreme Court decision, which I don't think would go well. I think that this is going to settle. But, you know, there's always that outside chance that he digs in and they're going to have to go get him. So if that happens, unfortunately, that's going to be the main part of what people take away from this.
I've been speaking with Michael Albans, a reporter for the Bennington Banner, about the ongoing Daniel Banyi land use saga. Michael, thanks so much for sharing your reporting with Vermont public listeners.
You're so welcome. Have a great day.